Ray Esha, and I'm here to talk about the Super Bowl. Well, the Super Bowl sucked. The Denver Broncos got murdered by the Seattle Seahawks, which I guess is what you could expect from a game that took place in New Jersey. I mean, the entire first half of the game went by without 1 point for the Broncos. Peyton Manning, who was only 37, looked like he was 59 by the time Bruno Mars took the stage. And speaking of Bruno Mars, the game could have ended with his performance because the Broncos had already given up at this point. And poor Pam Oliver came out looking like a fried rat with that horrible wig of hers. Pam, fire every one of your styling team, lady, because they don't give a crap about you. You're interviewing players during the most important game of the season. Take a little time and fix your hair. For God's sake, you're covering football. There's no need for your hair to look like you just got tackled by the entire team. And on to the commercials. GoDaddy gets the award for the dumbest commercial. They got a bunch of muscle men running in a commercial. Now, I applaud them for having a diverse cast of people in that commercial, but let's keep it real. Ain't no black people running to a tanning salon. And Budweiser decided for once in their lives not to have scantily clad women running around in bathing suits, but opted for the story of a puppy in a Clydesdale being in love to sell beer. Well, I guess you gotta buy a lot of beer to believe that story, because in real life, that Clydesdale would have kicked that puppy in the face if it kept bothering him. Well, John Stamos, Dave Coulier, and Bob Saget reprised their old roles in the Stonyfield Farm commercial. In that commercial, heartthrob Stamos showed off his legs, which many women have been waiting to see for years, only to discover that he has the legs of a 12-year-old girl preparing for the cheerleading tryouts. Well, I'm Ira Esha, and I give the Super Bowl 3 thumbs down.